Well, have you ever heard of a type of melon around here called either a musk melon or a mush melon?
Well, that's what I was calling cantaloupe. Same thing. Uh huh.
I see. People generally say cantaloupe instead of what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I see. These things, usually they grow wild. You might come up in your yard or you might see them out in the woods. They look like a little opened umbrella. They have a kind of a slender stalk in there.
Oh, you're talking about mushrooms.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So is there something like that, except it would be bad for you to eat it?
Toadstool?
Yeah.
Well, some things that they call I'm getting can't think of the word, and I just said it.
Mushrooms.
Some of those that grow wild are good to eat, and some are poison. So you can't just go out in the woods and gather them.
Right.
And we have a lot of those things that grow up around here. Different. Well, I guess it's mostly different times of year that they do that. You see them so much.
Say this expression: if a man had a very sore throat, he's trying to eat something, and I say, "Well, I'd like to eat that steak, but I just can't."
Just can't swallow it.
And these things that some people like to smoke, they might smoke either
cigarettes or cigars.
Have you ever smoked?
My daddy would have killed me if I had picked up that habit in my young days, and I didn't see any use to pick it up later, and now I'm mighty glad I didn't.
Me too. Some people who do and try to quit, boy.
It's
tough.
It really is tough.
Say this expression, if people were at a party, somebody might start to playing the piano, and other people would gather around him and start
singing.
Or if somebody told a real funny story, everybody might start
laughing.
Or if somebody is offered to do you a favor, you might say, "Well, I appreciate that, but I just don't want to be
bothered."
Or if you were thinking in terms of being in debt to somebody.
Yeah, just don't want to be indebted, or just don't want to be obligated.
Sure. Or if somebody asks you whether you're able to do something for them, you might say something like, "Well, sure, I do that for you."
Be glad to do that. I'll be.
Or maybe if you were refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, "Well, now I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
ain't gonna do it." That would be very strong.
Very strong, right?
It's not going to do it.
Or maybe I won't do that, or something like that. Or say if you were talking about the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, "Well, I'm not sure, but
if I can, or if I have the time, if I'm able to do it."
Or maybe I might, something like that.
Yes.
Do y'all have this bird in this area, you know, that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
What kind of bird is that?